for Brett's cue.
Right.
Holy shit.
I'm going to throw up or vomit at any point. I know it.
You still need to be louder about that vomit.
I'm going to have to vomit at some point. I'm going to be very loud. Very, very clear.
First of all, my name is Rene.
My name is Chance Gerbolini.
And we are Sherman Tanks.
Yeah. Party. We're back.
Welcome you to season 3, episode 3. That's 2 threes.
That's like the seasons fucking matter at this point.
Does that make this episode 6 or 9?
Dude, like,
it's either you add the threes or you multiply.
We could have done episode 12. People would have been like, wow, yeah.
We could have done episode 12 and people would have not known about it.
Yeah, they would have been like, finally.
No one would know. Three people listen to this now.
I don't give a shit about that. At least there's something, there's an outlet for me to curse people out and say horrible things today. So when I pass away, whenever that may be.
Wednesday.
Ooh, spooky. What if I do?
Oh, my God. That could be Wednesday from like 87 years from now.
You said Wednesday. It's assumed to be the following Wednesday.
Who knows when someone's listening to this?
You plotting on me, bitch?
Oh, come right in. The door knocks.
Come right in.
Open right Zdorsky. Oh. Hi.
Hey.
How you doing?
Here we go. We got a guest.
Awesome.
Yeah, there it is.
Hey there, guys. Commander, commander.
Trying to get his shit game in play.
Yeah, I keep fucking feeling like I'm going to throw up or shit. And the wonderful Amanda Rivera.
He might throw up and shit at the same time.
It's Mandar Commander.
Amandar Commander.
Your alias is Mandar Commander. Your real name is.
Whatever.
What you
doing? She's an honorary tank.
I'm a special kind of person.
She's been on Sherman Avenue longer than anyone else we know.
Yeah. Like, I'm like the tortoise of Sherman Avenue.
But she's not a tank. She's very much the opposite. She's very small.
She's
except for that ass. No.
Priestess, a healer.
I'm her dance.
What's going on, motherfucker?
Not much. Just got some Zantac and Pepto.
I know what she wants. She wants some of that pork in her.
Oh. Your beard is eating your Pepto Bismol.
Gross.
I
didn't even. Trying to get it to open up right now.
We just started, but we are already going to hit pause. We're going to hit pause real quick.
All right, guys, let's
So we just had a delivery of sorts as Chance is having shit problems today.
It's not shit. It's not shit. It's not that I care if it is. I'll shit in your face. It's that my fucking. I feel like I'm going to vomit every 5 minutes for some reason.
Did you point that mic up a little bit? There you go. Now there, it's right. Good.
And anyway, so... I need it. I have a fucking first aid kit that I paid $30 for, and it has. I seriously, like, you can perform legit surgery. There's like all types of gauze and tape, latex gloves, tweezers, fucking like compresses and shit like that.
Condoms.
Anyway, I didn't check that far into the fucking box. And there's like ibuprofen, and I'm like, what if I just don't want to shit myself or puke in somebody's face, and it's just not.
They don't have anything.
They didn't have it. But no, she brought me some Pepto-Bismol. You heard her special guest appearance.
Amanda.
So we're part of this secret group.
Oh, really? You going to go there?
I'm already there. So I just have to open my phone screen. We're part of the secret group. Can't say the name, can't say who runs it. It's very small. It's on Facebook, and there's just a lot of...
You just have to be cool, to be honest.
You have to be cool,
and to be honest, you're probably
there's
just not that cool.
So much fucking, like, live nudity and tits, and it's fun. I was invited to it, and I didn't even know I was in it, and I was like, oh, shit. And then I asked the admin, and she was like, yeah, because the other group sucks.
Yeah, we were in another secret group.
Yeah, but that one, there was people posting like horrible things or just got flooded with shit posts.
So this other group is mostly.
Yeah, I'll let Renee continue making it more interesting.
Mostly TNA.
Yeah.
And
clits. And,
then every once in a while, some jizz covered dick pops up.
And I'm not laughing because it's mine or it's his.
Because it will never.
Because it will never be, which is a small. small little spat we had.
We would never allow our dicks to be covered in jizz. We have way more self control than that.
My jizz, if it's coming out, it's going into something.
Yes, we always need a receptacle.
Whether it's
hopefully another person
or a person's mouth, that's it.
That's
more recently in some. Anyway,
you didn't even finish the sentence for it to be funny.
It wasn't supposed to be because it's not. I'm laughing because I shouldn't have finished a sentence and I did it. So good.
Okay. Keep.
Stop. Just stop telling me. Just let it be low.
Because it's gonna sound like caca.
It's not gonna sound like caca.
It's gonna sound like caca.
Yeah. I wonder if they sell.
So what was the point of talking about it? You figured you were going somewhere with
it. No, but now it leads me to another question. And I think this is the most fucked up thought I've ever had that I legitimately considered. And this is really, really, really fucked up. Do they sell Plan B pills like wholesale, like in bulk? I was like legitimately like I should definitely fucking do that.
So wait, how does this relate to the group? I want
to
know.
Because I was about to say something. It had nothing to do with the group, but then I was going to say something, and it meant that.
Okay, why did you bring up the group initially? What was the point? What were you going to talk about?
Oh, that it's awesome, and that, all right, the story. I'm on the bus. I'm scrolling through this group, looking at, I'm sitting at the back, too, so there's no one there. It's quiet. I get on the bus right before school lets out, so there's, like, no one on this fucking bus, no one coming home from work. I got out of work early, so I'm looking through this page, and I'm like, oh, breasts and whatnot. Then I go back to my regular, you know, Facebook feed, and it still shows things from the group's feed occasionally, some beautiful breasts or a vagina or just, you know, booties, whatever, and penises occasionally, not more than occasionally, actually it evens out. And I'm staring out the window, and I don't realize that I'm still scrolling just on my regular feed, and it stops, and I don't realize that there's a woman sitting right next to me because I had my headphones on and I was listening to music. And I'm staring out the window, and I notice that she has, like, a shocked look on her face. And I look down, and there's just a extremely erect, cum-covered penis. Like, it had just blown a load that was sitting on my screen for, like, five seconds. I would say at least 5 seconds before I noticed. And I looked down at my phone, and I went, oh, shit. And I just, like, immediately scrolled faster. And it passed another cock, and then just, like Kotaku articles.
Cocktaku.
Then something like Friends posted, and then another like pair of tits. And I eventually just closed the phone. Like I just turned the screen as she moved up to the front of the bus. There was like five of us on the bus. And yeah, that's why I was going to talk about that. But the Plan B pill thing came from
from that jizz covered dick, apparently.
Yeah, no, yeah, because we said we direct them in certain places. And most recently I directed it somewhere that would cause pregnancy in someone. And I seriously considered, I was like, yo, this happens too much. Like,
can I buy Plan B?
Can I buy,
or maybe
the
you could just stop jizzing into people.
Yeah, I could do that. I could use,
maybe
protection.
You start using fucking condoms like a normal human,
you know,
being.
What? First of all, don't pass judgment, sir, because it's
I went right for the judgment.
No,
I didn't pass it at all.
No, that's called passing judgment.
No, I didn't pass judgment.
The pun this time.
I'm right at
no.
judgment.
Don't bring judgment in my face, motherfucker. How about that? Or I'm a shoot, nigga.
Stop jizzing in bitches. How about
anyway,
that?
Not stop jizzing in bitches, okay? What the condom thing is, why do you have to do that to me? Anyway, I don't want the people listening going, does he use condoms? I don't know. That's disgusting. It doesn't
You've
matter.
You've already said multiple times that you.
Yeah, it was the same person. With the same person. Thank you. With a partner that I trust. I'm not going around fucking random people. And not using a condom. That's not what I mean. It's a person I've known. It's a sexual partner I've had. And the only one I've had. It's just that I continuously ejaculate in them.
The only one?
What?
We've had this conversation multiple times about different people. How is this on the podcast? How is it the only one if it's the same conversation about different people?
We've had this podcast over 3 years. Or 3 years. I want to say now.
So that's not just one person.
I haven't been having sex with the same person for fucking, like, you know what I mean? Like, I would. Maybe I should stop doing that with every person.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, okay, I get it. But that's besides the point.
That's exactly the point.
No, besides the point is still, I wonder if I could buy them in bulk or someone could.
Someone
buy them
buys
in
them in bulk. I'm sure the fucking pharmacy does.
Jeez. I want people listening to this like, ew, he's fucking disgusting. Like, no, I get tested every time I have sex with a new partner unprotected which is every time I have sex with a new partner.
Doesn't mean you pass.
Yes, I do pass every fucking time. I've never had an STD. Don't you dare ever, motherfucker. All right, I'm lucky. It's plain and simple. Sometimes I really got lucky.
Well, let's put it this way. A child is a sexually transmitted disease.
I've never... Oh,
except only one person can fucking have it.
I didn't, well, let's not get into that.
You can't get it. I don't
have
a
child, but I'm just... Anyway. I wouldn't be having... Oh, yeah. This episode, I promised I was going to rip people up. I wouldn't be having sex with anybody because there's like I have like a respect period after like a breakup.
So...
Where it's like, you know what, like, that's just fucked up to me. Like, I just, like...
So you won't fuck someone because you respect them after they broke up with somebody?
No, no. Like, if you and me were dating and...
God, that would be disgusting.
Yes, it would, because we're both very sexy, and I don't see why we're not. But...
Because we're straight?
Just listen.
And related?
We can still date. Listen, we've gone on dates together, dude. Anyway.
Man dates.
They're dates. Doesn't matter how man or woman
they're
dates.
Like, they're like raisins with seeds.
Okay, so listen. Fuck, I forgot what I was talking about. So, listen. So, if you and me were dating and we were serious for a long time, we were trying and we made all these promises.
Are we trying to have kids?
Trying to fucking work. And then, swear to God, you know, like that's all it was. And then finally, one of us left each other. There's a grace period there out of respect where I would just be like, you know what? Let me take a break from all types of like, you know, romance or let me just focus on myself.
There should be no respect for the other person. It should be respect for yourself.
Yeah, exactly. So either way, but it's respect for me and respect for not really me because I don't care about myself. But like it was for the other person. And then I find out the person has a fucking boyfriend like a week after this whole situation.
Of course.
So then I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, I'm an adult. I tried to give you like a grace period where it's like, out of respect for you, like I'm literally not going to engage.
Not for nothing.
And then I read that shit, and I'm like, dude, you just met my family, and fucking like, and we were together for a decent amount of time, or it got serious fast. And then I was just like, fuck it, then now I'm gonna fuck whoever I want. Literally the day I found out, I was just like, let me go hang out with the same person that I'm usually hanging out with, and fuck them. And I did, and that's the person that I've only fucked. All right. So stop it with the goddamn STDs, or I might have STDs, or no, none of that.
Standard. You might have standards. I might contract standards. All of us, the STD stands none. For standard, and you might
my
contract
life
one.
Is disgusting. Look at my body. Scars,
I'd
fat.
Rather not.
You get to anyway. You're lucky that fucking it springs up, because I'd be wearing my fucking... Long johns and walking out here patting my balls.
This is some bullshit spring too, by the way. For the second day, second day is spring and it's like fucking cold as balls.
See, maybe I should put those long johns on. It is kind of cold.
Cold johns.
I didn't say warm johns. What the fuck are you calling them cold johns for? So Renee apparently has been talking to some of the ladies in this group. Yeah, haven't you?
Not really.
Because it says... I go to the group and it's like you have friends in common.
Well, they added me.
Oh, they look what she did. Look,
they added me.
She look what your cat Evelyn the fat.
No, she knocked over the fucking vacuum.
And
that's just, great.
And now she's not even scared of it. She's like, yeah, fuck this.
Fuck this vacuum.
Fuck this vacuum.
I've mastered that shit.
And its fucking mouth.
I've conquered the vacuum. It sucks. But the they just added me. I got added by like you know I fucking listen.
Oh God, here we go.
Here we go. I've made a lot of fucked up, stupid jokes, and they enjoy them, so they add me. That's what happens. That's simply how it is. It's almost every time, like, a top 10 Renee-ism hits a fucking somewhere on the internet, I get a friend request. That's one of the funniest things I've ever said. Immediately, friend request. And then that person usually deletes me within a couple of weeks because they look at my actual regular feed, and it's like, well, he's not that funny. Sounds funny as I thought. And then they're gone.
Nah, I can't buy discounted Plan B. I can't. I'm still looking right now.
Discounted plan
there's
wholesale price.
Do they sell Plan B in bulk?
I'm sure there's got to be like a Costco sets. Plan B.
There's got to be. There's got. I mean, first of all,
where do pharmacists get their
shit? I know there's a lot
wholesale pharmacy.
There's women that are. I like to believe that every woman that listens to this podcast is extremely smart from the ones that we know and probably
the two women that listen to this
are
podcast
are very smart and they're going to school the shit out of me when they hear this and be like, you are a fucking idiot. No one should be taking those like candy. You know,
unless you need it every day.
Yeah, but no, but it could.
That's what plan, is it? I don't know it how to pronounce plan
it.
A.
It's one of the few. It's like, I'm definitely coming in. You all right? Well, there was one incident where she was like, yeah, she was like, we're going to have to get plan B after this. And this was before I even started. We were just kissing. I was like, okay.
There's only one girl that happened with where like she said to me she was going to get a plan B pill. And I seriously doubt she ever did. I think she just was like,
go ahead. I don't let him. He might knock me up.
Man, I think she was just like, I don't think I'm getting pregnant. Because she said it to me. It's like, oh, I'll just get a plan B. She said it so nonchalantly.
Two separate girls, my man, would pull out their phones and look at their, what is it, like the menstrual cycle clocks that they have, like the schedules and shit, and be like, yeah, you could come with me today. I'm like, you're gonna rely on that? You're sure?
Yeah, because that shit, no. That
like,
does not.
Like, if, okay.
I have family members who got pregnant while they were on fucking birth control. So nothing is ever that certain. And the only reason why I allowed that shit to happen for me was because I was drunk as fuck and because the girl started without me. It was like one of those things where I was like, I thought everything was done, and then she just jumped on, and I was like, whoa, 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 I'm out of condoms. And she's like, that's okay, I'll just take a plan B pill tomorrow. And that was it. It went on from there.
See, but every girl that has ever said she's taken one, or, you know, because we split it 50-50, however much, I think it's like $50 or whatever. I've walked with them to the Rite Aid or whatever, or wherever it was, and we bought it, and they've taken it in front of me. Not like I ordered them to or anything. They were just like, you're definitely coming.
I order you to self-terminate.
Self-terminate now. Terminate. There's only one chance. There will only be one chance.
No, oh, God.
Chance prime.
Terminator should be the fucking.
But, yeah.
The abortion fucking Terminator.
I just shoot plan B pills around with a fucking pellet gun.
Don't come in here if you want to live. Get down. Get down.
Someone was like,
get to the clinic.
Someone was like, you're really vocal when you have an orgasm. Like,
vocally.
You're like you're really like I know when you're coming. I'm like, that's because I'm saying I'm coming. And like, and they're like, no, like other guys, like they just do. And I'm like,
yeah,
did you just come or did you? And they're like, yeah. And they just pull it out or they just. And I'm like, that's when they're wearing condoms. I was like, oh, see, I don't
you're
know.
You're so vocal.
I don't know about that.
You're so vocal.
That's what she said.
You said, I'm coming. And therefore,
no,
you're
no,
vocal.
No, no, no. Because I'm like, you know.
I'm coming.
I didn't scream. And I was just like, holy shit, I'm going to fucking come. This is great. And then
this is great. This is great. Holy shit, I'm going to come. This is great.
No, no. So you're exaggerating because I said it myself how I said it. I didn't
say, this is great.
I didn't look at her with like a cheesed smile. She's like, what is it? I'm like, yo, I'm gonna come. This
is
so cool.
Thank you for having sex with me.
It was nothing like that.
This is great.
It was just I'm seriously trying to like keep some of the details like because they were intimate there, but yeah,
apparently they were great.
They were great. They were fucking the person who would vouch for me. They would vouch, and they hate my fucking guts.
I don't think so. I don't think
yes, they would. Yes, they would. And they fucking hate me. And
I think right now they would say lots of negative, horrible things. So I don't think they'd be vouching.
That's one of like two.
I don't know anyone who vouches for someone they can't stand. So, but you know what? No, I'll vouch for him.
Yes,
fuck him.
No, hey, dude, if I hated you and somebody's like, does he know about comics? I'd be like, yeah, I'd vouch for that. It's the same thing.
If you hated me, your first response would be, fuck that guy. What do I give
a
shit?
Yeah, but yeah, the motherfucker knows his comics, so he knows. And that's probably what they say about me. Yeah, he comes really hard.
He knows
hard.
How to come in women.
He knows how to come really hard and let us
and
know.
And then tell us how great it is.
Not us. I didn't say us like there was a bunch. I said two.
That was great.
So there'd be like one. He was really. I'm
sorry.
Right,
out of everything you've
funny.
Ever
it, no,
said,
it is. It's but it's just like it's so I was funny. Just like, oh my god! I was like, this is great. Like,
okay.
I didn't literally say
this is great.
And then she looks up at me like, well, I'm glad. I was like I finished, and she's like, I'm not gonna ask if it was good.
It
was
sounds
great.
More like the response like when you first walk into Disneyland, like, oh, this is great.
Oh, no, you walk into a new apartment like you're planning on renting. Oh, look at the space. This is great.
Two for one on barbecue ribs. This is great.
This is great.
I just jizzed in her. This is great.
Or you find out you got like an extra month of PlayStation Plus. This is
great.
Oh, look.
Nah, but I didn't really say this is great.
This is
I'm
great.
Saying I was just like, oh my God. Oh my God. You know, and next time. And she said that everyone else would either just pull it out and psh, wherever they were gonna, and or they would just do it while they were wearing.
If we ever get to have Sherman Tank shirts made, on the back it has to say, "This is great." That's gonna be it. That's it.
But no one's gonna. You have to listen to this. It's gonna be
you.
Nothing.
Well, anyone who's gonna buy a fucking Sherman Tank shirt would have to actually listen to it.
And I hope that like,
we'd sell all three shirts we would ever make. Yeah. And we each would have one shirt.
Yeah.
This is great. That's going to be the fucking name of this episode.
Oh, my God.
This episode's name is now officially This Is Great.
Yeah, it was. All right. So it's fine by me. That's because that's seriously like she said everyone else was like she had to ask like, did you come? And they're like, yeah. And then that's how it was for like I guess I don't know how many I don't want to say how, you know put their shit out there.
Usually,
but how many people,
usually it's the guy asking the woman because we fail at that miserably.
No, I never. I'll wait till they at least vocalize that. There's been times where they vocalize it so much and I'm like, this is great. Again.
Now there's
and then I'm like,
well,
did
here's
you?
The thing.
And then I'm like, did you? And then they're like, no.
I've
and
had
I'm like,
girls.
Wait a sec, I'm so confused.
I've had women that have like screamed their fucking head off like they were being murdered.
Yeah, and you think they finished and they didn't.
And then they didn't come. Yeah. And I'm like, what the
That's
fuck?
That's what I'm saying. Oh, that's exactly what I mean.
So
they're like,
always,
no, keep going. You're doing great.
I always ask. Or I'll ask my. The other time is like, it actually legitimately sounds like they're in pain. So I'm like, are you okay? Like something like, don't stop. Keep going. I'm like, okay. You sounded like I just stabbed you in the fucking throat.
The scariest incident that ever happened to me is I was with this girl. I was like 19. I had. And wasn't a girlfriend or anything with her twice. The first time she orgasmed hard, it was loud. She clearly was like, I came, oh my God, whatever. We continued. I came. Like 3 months later, we went again. Dude, she came. I swear she sounded like a fucking guy. It was just like, I was like, what the fuck happened? Like, what was either you were lying the first time or something happened to you?
What do you mean? She's like, thanks, bro.
She was she's like, I'm gonna come in your mouth. Not like that. Like, I mean, she was like she's like very like she was doing like death growls for like a death metal band. Like, like the first time she sounded, you know, very feminine, but it was loud and intense. So I was like, oh great. And then she was like, yeah. She was like, stop. I came. Because I was eating her out. The second time was like I was like she fucking sounded like seriously, I can only describe it as like she was doing like death growls. And then I was like, are you okay? Like, that's what reminded me of it. It's because you said you asked someone. I said, are you okay? She was like, yeah, I'm fine. I just came. Her voice went right back. So, like, I was like, did the devil come as well? Like, I don't understand. What? That Baphomet is somewhere in
Baphomet.
There? Like, it was so.
Beelzebub, how's it going, buddy?
I mean, I was concerned. Where's that cat? Is my door closed?
Yeah, your door's. I don't know, maybe.
You don't know.
I don't know. I can't see your door from here.
Evelyn!
I think she's just clawing up my fucking wall.
Yeah, everything you fucking...
Because your phone's there, because we're blocking the way for her to get
hey,
there.
Hey, get your fat ass over here, cutie.
No, I'm already here.
No, I don't... Yeah, they don't sell...
They don't sell. All right, so we've talked enough about sex... I'm sure we'll come back to that topic at some point. We never
it wasn't
seem to
planned.
Leave it.
Why are you saying it like it was planned or something?
It was plan B.
B.
So you now that you're on your phone, you should look to see what questions anyone has asked. You're on your phone. You look to...
Oh, here. Let's just... I just thought this would give insight into the group before we leave the sex subject.
Oh, boy.
The admin of the group just said, oh, FFS, if you guys know what that means. You've probably heard me say it before.
For fuck's sake.
Because I'm probably going to say it at some point when this asshole makes a pun later. I thought it was concise, but there seems to be some confusion. This is what she said. You're all adults. If you want to exchange private pics with each other, by all means, knock yourselves out. When I said no sharing pics outside of the group, I mean don't go saving someone's pic and sending it to your friends without that person's permission or posting it in another group if it's not your damn picture to share.
Right.
Sheesh. Look, and now she has a group. She has a list of... No dumbass jokes. They're going to send someone videos. No reporting. No trolling. No disrespecting each other's bodies. We're still not putting our dicks up. I feel like she's aiming this towards us and our dicks. But, yeah, there was a whole conversation about that. Anyway.
I
between like four of us.
So go look for question thingies.
First, there's really only a fucking like two questions.
Well, I mean, people may have posted comments on all three. Sherman Tanks, yours, and mine, so.
I'm asking them for the show.
Read one.
All right, I'm going to read the first one right now. They know that we're saying their names when they ask the question. My photography page is not the fucking question. No, how's it hanging? Yes, I mean that. Susanna.
Susanna asked, how's it hanging?
Yeah, and she means like, and then she wanted me to say this, and it's true. I had to message her and clarify, what do you mean, length? Or do you mean like literally what direction? Because I think we've already said this, but who cares? This is either your first or your 20th episode. Just never like, no one ever listens to it twice or once. So, and this is a subject that's been discussed on the Ricky Gervais show, the same thing.
What?
I couldn't tell you right now. Let me see. I'm to the right. Yeah, pretty much. If I'm erect, it's a little to the right. It's got a nice curve. It gets in there. But yeah, if I'm hanging, it's just to the right. I had to ask her. I was like, you don't mean how's it hanging as in how well, like how well endowed you are. And she was like, no. Like, how's it hanging? That's her first question.
Healthily?
What do you mean healthily?
It's not hanging off skin. Of a...
Yeah, no, it's not hanging off a meat hook. I mean, if you like right now, if how's your member sitting? As
I don't, you can't tell. I don't know.
But the only reason I could tell is because I am right now feeling.
But that changes the way you're sitting.
Yeah, no, but naturally, normally.
I always feel like
I know mine is always pointing to the right because whenever I used to get erections in class, I would always. Hide the right side of my body.
I think it probably points more to the right for people who are right-handed, more to the left for people who are left-handed. Your dominant hand is probably
because you're masturbating and you're touching it since, you know,
yeah, you're a child. For a long time. So it's probably been tugged in one direction.
Yeah, it's more times tugged
more times than not.
Mine
so.
Is definitely to the right. I mean, it's not extreme. I can't like hang off a tree.
Extreme.
I can't go outside right now with a hard dick and hang off the tree. And well, just you, like swing
you,
back.
You can hang off a tree. You just can't use your dick to fucking hang
I
off.
I said with my dick.
Well, you'd always be with your dick, hopefully.
Using my dick.
Okay.
I cannot hang off of a fucking tree. Fuck's sake. Anyway. So your members.
Members only.
I've seen in porn where a dude's like long and he's either like to the left or the right, like kind of extreme, like not too much that he can't have sex, but the girl looks like she has to blow him from the left, like kind of like a Mr. Miyagi thing if she's working him properly, like a wax on, wax off. She has to wax him off, so to speak.
I'm gonna go on a
so
one.
She's blowing him like she's kind of like the turn of a train track, like right, you know, like
everyone takes a turn.
If you paid for it, I guess. These are actresses.
Yep. You should act like, you know, taking a dick.
That's what they do.
No, they're not acting like porn. They're actually taking the dick.
That's the funniest thing in the world. They call them actresses. I'm like, they're acting like, they're, like no.
You know, you're actually fucking.
Like,
you're
actors
totally
both
making
act,
porn.
Yeah. You are not faking fucking her, dude. You really are fucking
you might,
her.
You
with
might
your,
be faking.
With your real penis, and you really are ejaculating. But we're acting the emotions and the
you might not actually be the pizza boy, but you actually is fucking her.
From what I've heard and read, there's some chick that there's a famous. She lives in North Bergen. She's like on Brazzers.
A porn chick?
Yeah.
Was she Hispanic?
No. Yeah. She's Hispanic and she's on. She's a big star. I was like, it popped up on Facebook because I had like four mutual friends with her, and then it said where she worked, and then I looked her name up and she was like on a front page of Brazzers. I was like, holy
fuck.
I was like, that's fucking crazy. I mean, I didn't.
It's usually they try to keep that shit as private as possible.
She did not. And it's like her page, too. It's not like a. Like, she has, like, friends and family on there.
Friends in low places.
Whatever. I still feel like I'm going to puke. all right. That was the first question. The second one was favorite actress from Daredevil.
Favorite actress from Daredevil? Well, my favorite actress from the show is always going to be Rosario Dawson. But what's her face is really good, actually.
Rosario Dawson.
I don't know her name. The name of the Electra. Karen Page.
Yeah, that's she's probably
she's fucking phenomenal. She's really good. She is.
But Rosario Dawson is just one of my favorite actresses in general.
Yeah, I love her.
But so, yeah, season one she was definitely. But this season, I mean, especially with the way she worked with Frank Castle, and John Bernthal, you know, the man who plays
Mr. Punisher. Yeah, she's become a fucking amazing actress.
Yeah, amazing.
Like she totally emotes properly. Like she fucking gets the emotions across. Basically, everything that I hated about Kristen Ritter and Jessica Jones is the total opposite for her. I forgot her name, the woman who plays Karen Page, but she's fucking, she's just like, she really, really goes emotionally on a limb in that show.
It's like, Deborah Ann Wall.
Ah, there we go. Deborah Ann Wall. There
we go. She's 31 years old, born in Brooklyn, New York.
She's gorgeous.
She plays Karen Page.
Karen Page.
Yeah, I love how people are like, is Daredevil, is the Punisher getting his own? Yes. Yes, he is. Definitely.
Clearly, he already got his own series.
They already said he's gonna.
Season two. By the way, if you haven't watched Daredevil season two yet, first of all, what the fuck are you waiting for?
Yeah. If you didn't finish it, is one thing.
Yeah.
But if you know, because you have lives and shit. But like, if you know,
if you haven't started it at all, you really need to. But here's a little non-spoilerific thing. Season two of Daredevil is really, to me, technically season one of The Punisher.
Yeah.
It really. They handle the reveal of the Punisher almost exactly the same way that they handle the reveal of Daredevil in season one.
Including the way his, again, this is a spoiler alert. You can skip ahead 10 seconds. The way they reveal his costume.
Right.
I don't even have to go further than that saying how.
As long as you've seen season one of Daredevil.
And it was stupid for them to reveal it in any of the teasers or because it was, you know, it was way cooler. When you finally got to see it. A little anticlimactic, in my opinion.
It is a little anticlimactic because some of the promo materials made it look like more shit was going to go down.
Like while he was wearing it.
Right.
But don't worry. He's still, even without his skull, he is still very much the Punisher in this season.
And there's been plenty of...
And he says it himself, and he starts hurting people in Punisher ways. Disgusting ways.
It's fucking awesome.
So don't worry about...
And his acting is superb, too.
Yes, he's very smart. He says a lot of cool things when he does speak. And he knows his way around fights.
It's great. So...
Oh, my God, this is great.
This is great.
I got to make sure the next time I do have sex, if I ever do... That it's like
if I ever do.
That it's like that I go, oh my God, this is great.
Oh my God,
she's
this
like,
is
I listen
great.
To your next show, pull out, or I listen to your last show, pull out.
Yeah, that's the hope is that
I'll be like, no, I got them in bulk. See,
I'm gonna guess your listener to
well, how much would I even say? I can't find them anywhere. I searched like three different ways. I was like, Plan B bulk, Plan B BJ's, Plan B fucking Sam's.
Well, the BJ is Plan A, first of all.
Yeah, Plan A. That's how you avoid it completely. No, Plan B fucking Sam's Club.
Sam's Club. Like, it sounds like a fucking strip joint.
Yeah.
Sam's Club. Sam's Club.
Can't. Like, I want to go to Rite Aid, but like, can I buy a box of these? You can buy a box.
$7,000.
I'm like, you really get that many?
Well, I guess I'll never come in someone ever again if I have to spend that much for this. maybe that's the option. That seems
and I don't call them. And another thing, it's not, every time I have sex or ejaculate in the presence of another person, I'm not ejaculating in them, in their vaginas.
If they need a Plan B pill, you sure fucking are.
Yes, but I'm not saying that was a joke. What I'm saying is the sad part is that I legitimately thought if I could buy it in bulk, I would do it. That's
the only reason
part.
Why
not
I
that,
would
like,
buy.
Not that I would do it. That I would consider it. Not that like. I have the money, first of all, to spend many Plan B pills or
$50 a pill.
It's $50 a pill. I think the cheap off-brand.
Off-brand?
It's the same. It's like 1.5 milligrams of Lysa. I don't
what
know
is that
how to
like
say
Plan B16?
District B6. Anyway, it was $40. It was like $10 less. I was like, which one of these is going to work more? The one with the silver writing? And I got in trouble for ringing up shades with it.
Oh, man.
Oh, you got some questions?
No.
Oh, fuck's sake. What are you doing then? All right.
All right. Let's see if there's anything.
I still feel like I'm going to throw up. It's almost 9 o'clock.
It's almost 9 o'clock. I'm going to throw up, possibly on my own balls.
All right. Anyway, I really don't need to rip anybody up. I think I just, it was really just that one person. Oh, man. I am so fucking sick right now.
What'd you do to yourself?
Yeah, bro. What'd you do to yourself? I ate a fucking pernil sandwich. That
pernil? I don't think that was it.
Yeah, because it was thoroughly cooked, too. Yeah, I don't think that's what it was either.
I ain't shitting myself. Oh, there's a few here.
Is there really?
From Merlin. Our good boy of Merlin.
Oh, here we go.
He says, have you guys ever played Dungeons & Dragons or any other tabletop RPG? If so, what systems do you like? And if no, why not?
I never have, but I was always wanted to play. No, actually, when I was really young, I mean like 5 years old, seriously, I had a cousin, not Ray. He wasn't in my life yet. Actually, that's when you were.
Then
you disappeared.
Totally was, but I didn't play Dungeons & Dragons.
Somebody bought me like a beginner set, and I just ended up just playing with just the figures. But I always wanted to play Warhammer because I watched a big game, like a tournament of that somewhere, and I think it was at a place in North Arlington. If you're not familiar with it, obviously, or you're halfway across the world, doesn't matter. But I always thought that looked really awesome, and you know, the characters looked badass. It reminded me of stuff like just like robots and fucking aliens and
robots.
People took it like really seriously and made like these beautiful. Like I walked in and I was like, "Holy shit! Is this like an exhibit or a fucking game? Like, what's going on?"
Yeah,
and but no, I haven't. I really haven't played any. I'm more of a, you know, sex kind of guy. No, I'm just kidding.
Especially at the age of 7.
Mm-hmm. No, first of all, I said 4.
Oh,
listen, if
4
you're
is like the
joke,
new 7.
You're disgusting.
Why was I disgusting?
Same way 16
four
was
is the
16
new
was the new 19.
Oh, legally it did become that, but it did. It's sad.
I got a cutoff
point. It's sad.
Fuck that.
That's how we are in this world. this is
what that's yeah. So Warhammer.
I don't know why after that Warhammer.
Warhammer. Yeah, but no, I've been playing video games literally since the year I was born. My family told me, like, I had
I don't know.
I didn't know, but
literally
like,
true.
I didn't know. It literally is true. My entire family will tell you. like at the age of 8, I like to say my first console was a Sega Genesis, but apparently it was a Super NES, and I don't remember that. But fuck it.
I do not play Dungeons and Dragons. I had my brother and his friends used to play it every once in a while. I watched them play it and was like, nope, and thus never did it. It just does not appeal to me at all.
Especially now that you can play it on like video game form. I mean, I see
the
appeal.
I prefer
the
video games.
I see the appeal of, you know, sitting there with like the actual pieces and your friends and stuff.
If I'm hanging out with my friends, I'd rather like do other things, like make music or
like this. That's another thing. Now I've
eat and drink.
Me and Renee now officially just make music throughout the day if we're together. It wasn't like that before because my. He looked at me like, what do you mean together?
Well, I looked over because you seem to be further from the microphone.
Oh, yeah. I had to back
there
up a little bit. I feel like I'm a puke still.
Look at that.
count how many times. If somebody could. All right. We're going to do a contest. Renee has those. He has those Donald
count
Trump.
Count how many times you fucking
said,
puke.
Yeah. How many times I said I'm going to puke or throw up. They're equal. Renee will give you a free shirt.
If I have them,
yeah.
Well,
if he doesn't, we'll give you something of equal value. That's
I don't
cool.
know that I have many shirts.
It's not
left.
A Sherman Tank shirt, but it's a.
Oh my god! It's
shirt.
Been we never even I never even talked about your shirts on.
No, you.
That's
didn't.
How long it's been.
But yeah, we've been writing music, and we got an. What is this that we're doing?
What
it involves taxes, you know.
Tax and blasphemy.
Well, yeah,
we'll see if that. We'll.
No, we both fucking fat exhaled right there. Like, we'll see. We tried to disguise it as like a sigh, but it was really just.
We'll see what happens. With the gob of the baby.
Yeah, we've been rapping and gun clapping, as they say.
I actually wrote a pretty fucking badass couple of verses the other day.
And I've been writing some badass beats, and I learned how to play guitar after how long?
week.
There you go. You heard it from the horse's dick itself. About a week. I learned how to, you know,
read play chords
and, you know, which ones sound nice together.
You just got to get your rhythm together.
Or learn how to switch the chords without fucking ping dong.
Oh, that's the rhythm. That's the rhythm. You got to get the rhythm going.
Let's play a metronome. Pop, you know? Pop, pop, pop.
This, use the rhythm more for music and less for sex.
There's no rhythm with me during sex. It's all over the place.
That's you better hope that it's there like is a record, because it's the last thing you want to do
it's
is
like an earth. It's like a record player in an earthquake.
This it's like that like, old oh joke. God, oh, oh, oh. What there was an old joke. It was like, what do you call people who use the rhythm method for sex?
I didn't even know it was called the rhythm method. I just thought people were just like, yeah, let me just do a rhythm.
No, there's a,
the first.
What
thing,
do you call
people when I lost my virginity?
The rhythm method is number one, knowing the person's cycle. And then knowing you're about to come and pulling out. Those two things together are called the rhythm method.
Okay.
So.
I did not.
Yeah.
I know what I'm going to
Because there's
tell.
A rhythm to
there's
it.
There's never a point where
there's
I'm
a, it's
staring
a cycle.
Off into space. I'm it's usually a, like, this is great.
Because there's the cycle, which is, you know, has a equal amount of time through it. And then there's you pumping to the rhythm, pulling out when you
sweat into the 80s.
Slam into the 80s.
Yeah, but she was like a...
Jizz into the 80s.
When I lost my virginities, she was like... I was like, how do I... And I knew what the fuck I was going to do. I was just curious to hear her talk about sex. So I said to my girlfriend at the time, I was like, how am I going to, you know... What do I do? She was like, it's instinct. You'll see. Just put it in. Just like that. And then I did. And, yeah.
And then after 5 minutes of fucking her ear...
I finally found her vagina.
It's like, what are you fucking my ear for? I want to see if you can hear me coming.
Dude, come on. What fucking shit vault did you break that out of? That one's been dank in there. I want to see if you can hear me coming.
Ear reap.
Only once has it ever made a noise and I was coming.
Well, your dick?
Yeah, it was like I heard like.
No, he didn't. Stop. Did you have a cum pebble in you?
Don't say that. It sounds like it hurts. Don't say that.
What the fuck is this bullshit? With the pop.
It wasn't a pop. It wasn't. It was more like a little bubble breaking, because I guess it built up at the end. And
so fucking bullshit.
Whatever, dude. I have no reason to lie about my penis making noise when I ejaculate. What are you talking about? I'm full of shit. Why would I even remote? Let's like that's not something to even boast about. Like somebody would be like, dude, I know this guy. His dick makes fucking noise when he comes. Like I'm not fucking. How is that making me full? If you don't believe
I don't
it,
know.
Fine.
I'm not saying that's cool.
You're not sitting in the next room while I'm. Oh, I almost name dropped there. While I'm banging away at somebody, and then you hear, and you're like, oh, he's not lying. He wasn't lying.
You sure you weren't like fucking her on a bed of fucking bubble tape or?
It was her it might have been her menstrual blood at the like making like
oh,
a
the suction cunt.
No, yeah, like making a. Oh yeah, what was it? This is unrelated. I don't want you guys to think we're talking about this person because we're definitely not. But these are two separate. Amanda, when she just made her appearance before, told me. That she said, Renee. Everyone knows Renee has a skin disease, and it's getting a lot better. A lot, like he looks better.
His it skin looks was, terrible on my arms.
Yeah, but it looks better.
It's
on
better
your
in
chest.
Other places.
And
like,
I said that he was using slut ointment, and she thought that was the funniest thing in the world. So she demanded that I say that on here.
Yeah, slut ointments.
I don't, and then that's it. But
I don't know.
It looks way better. I have a drug addiction. He has that. Well, not a, it's a dependency, or an addiction. I don't. Whatever. Doesn't matter. What are we talking about? Read another. Don't you have other questions and shit?
Psoriasis is the worst thing.
Clinical depression.
This is actually pretty good. Here we go. Let's see what we got. As a pair of cinephiles, do you see any end to studios running tentpole films only and a return to riskier movies? I love the big show they're running, but I think they're forgetting the bones we built on unknowns and on unknowns and instead on guaranteed products like Blade, like? Iron Man, Burton's Batman, etc. That's on my profile.
Why was that fucking funny when you said it like that?
On my profile. Someone wrote to me on my profile.
Yeah, they're still making them, but people aren't going to see them. It's that simple. They've taken tons of risks in making smaller movies, and people are not going to see them still. I get emails every day from all the indie films and other, and even large distributors doing smaller films. They're getting limited releases, and I've gone seen the ones that I really want to, and otherwise, everyone's going to go see whatever the big shit fest is that comes out every weekend. That's how we wind up with movies like, I don't know, fucking
The Purge,
Magic Mike XL, and
The Purge 14,
the third Purge.
I can't believe there was a third. I don't even know how they made one after the first. The first movie was almost a box office failure. I think it was.
No, it did okay. It did okay.
Okay enough for that.
It was, but the thing is, it probably cost them like $7 to make it.
Especially because Ethan Hawke didn't have to come back. So they were like, there goes half the fucking budget.
Spoiler alert. But like they're...
yeah, like somebody's, oh man, you ruined that shitty fucking... Oh, you ruined
the movie that I figured everyone was going to die
in anyway.
Yeah, I mean, if a movie costs nothing to make, greenlighting a sequel is just no-brainer for them. So,
studios want to make money. They're about making money.
Yeah, that's what they do.
And
that's why Fox...
Luckily, we've had, you know, the pleasure of people enjoying comic books and good movies and good... You know, things like that. And those come back and they give them more money because we're finally stepping up and going, hey, we're not going to just pay for shit anymore.
And the other thing is this. All those smaller, riskier movies are the ones that win Oscars. So
those are all the movies that I end up watching at home. I can never find them in theaters. I mean,
yeah, but they go huge on on demand, on Blu-ray, and DVD, and Netflix. They make a shit ton of money and everything except for the theater because like, people don't know they exist because when they first come out, all you hear is like for limited released
three movies. I think the third one is part of it now. Jake Gyllenhaal is one of my favorite actors and he's also a great producer. He knows whatever projects he's involved with, especially I think like the last 3, 4, 5 movies. He knows exactly what he's doing with the movie and what he wants. That's why he always takes the part of producer when he's acting in it. Now, a few years back, one of my favorite movies came out, Nightcrawler, and they had screened it about a year before, I think, at a few film festivals, and people loved it. So he came on, I don't know, not afterwards as producer, but he was like, I want to do this. And that was the second, because if you ever seen End of Watch, it was the same thing. He wanted to base all these movies around L.A. and, like, the seedy underbelly of it, like, realistically. Not, like, glamour, flash, jump over the hood of a car with a gun, cocaine, fucking... He wanted to make it seem real. Like, the End of Watch is based on the watch of, you know, the what is that? Sorry. The shift of two of police officers and what they have to do and what they end up getting into. And, Nightcrawler is based on
X-Men.
Nightcrawler is not. Yeah, the name is very confusing, but Nightcrawler. It's all very personal.
It's about worms,
and he wanted these movies to be really personal, and they ended up doing great at the box office for what they cost. You know, and I think those movies are actually gonna blow up even more because now he's doing another one called Demolition, part of the same series in his mind, as far as I know, and. That he's it's a very, very personal movie, and there's enough control.
He lost
there.
His wife dies in a car accident.
Yeah, I think I showed Renee the trailer. I was like, yo,
I can't watch it.
Yeah, but you know, essentially, these are the plot.
He's trying to cope with his fucking life after fucking
losing losing his wife. Not even losing someone he loved. Just the fact that there's a huge empty space.
Because there are even parts of the trailer where he's like, I don't even think I really loved her.
Yeah, and not that she was a bad person, but anyway, that goes to show like what the details we just gave is that he was being really personal. I think a lot more movies like that come out. We're going to start seeing more of that. Like, we just saw Avengers Age of Ultron. Now we could go see Nightcrawler. Now we could go see fucking...
Yeah, they call it counter-programming.
Yeah, you know, we can do that. I think that's great because these movies actually do run. They're starting to run a little longer than they did. I went to go see Drive in theaters when it first came out. It was in theaters for like 2 weeks. Now, a movie around the same budget, like End of Watch, comes out. after they saw the appeal of Drive everywhere, how it's influenced video games, and in the 4 years that it's been out, now you've got movies that were on the same budget by the same studios that are in theaters longer because they know more people want to see it. You don't want to go to the fucking theater every, like, see Iron Man 3 40 fucking times, as good as it may or may not be, whatever your opinion is. And I think we don't have to be too scared of that, even if they do leave theaters. And nothing can recreate the experience of being in a theater and seeing that. Like, I cannot recreate, like, watching Drive in theaters. Like, that's amazing. Or there's just, I saw The Witch. Again, that's another one. That was word of mouth. A lot of people hated it because they expected it to be something that it wasn't. And
good.
It was still amazing. It was written. No, it was a great. It was great. This is great, I said during the movie. Okay.
The Witch. This is great.
And like, somebody was like, he's going to come move. And we don't have to be too afraid because we have a lot more platforms now for people. There's movies that me and Ren talk about all the fucking time and other people don't even know what they are because they've never promoted them, but they're still doing fine and they have sequels and the actors and directors and writers are doing fine because
Turbo Kid. Look at fucking Turbo Kid.
Turbo Kid hit theaters in Canada for like 2 days.
It came over here for 1 weekend, basically.
And now it's on Netflix and people love the shit out of it.
Yep.
And they're doing a sequel.
And I was very happy that I did get to see that movie while it was in the theater the one fucking weekend. And then it hit Netflix. I was like, oh, shit, it's on Netflix. Yeah. And I was so happy.
It was amazing. Great soundtrack. Funny. Well written.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
Yeah, and you never saw it in theaters. But you would go home and watch it and... You know, the average moviegoer would be like, why isn't this in theaters?
And as far as risk taking,
that's a risk.
That's risk. But here's the cool thing. These guys who are doing these crazy, wacky ass sci-fi movies on a low budget.
John dies at the end. That was as risky as to me as you could fucking get.
Right. And that was based on books and like books that no one read. You know?
Yeah, that were
free. A movie that no one watched based on a book that no one read. You know,
with
like,
sequels, it was like there was it the spiders
right,
in the
series.
Book.
Yeah, so there's a lot of shit that happens that like is under the mainstream and these huge, you know, the mainstream films now they're so big, the money they spend and the money they make are so big.
That's something I was thinking about.
That anything that isn't a that anything that isn't like the biggest fucking release. Looks like a small movie by comparison.
Yeah. And it really isn't. Look at the budgets. Just go look at the budgets.
It was like,
online.
Oh, that was cheap. That's only a $70 million movie.
Yeah, like cheap.
It was like, wow. Yeah, Deadpool.
Deadpool was, what was the budget?
Deadpool
like
cost
25?
About $67 million
oh,
to make.
I thought it was $25
million. No, God, no. They had CG for 90% of that
movie,
film.
Yeah.
With the fucking Colossus.
Colossus. Who, they basically have an entire character.
Made from three people and CG.
It was
three different guys.
No. Well, I know. Voice, motion cap, and fucking whatever the else.
Stunt shit.
Yeah, yeah. Doing flips and shit.
So that, you know, and that made a shit ton of money back, but that's also considered technically a Fox X-Men film.
Yeah, people knew
so it's
Deadpool,
not really,
they were getting stoked
and
to see
they
them.
Spent at least $100 million on the fucking advertising, because that shit was
everywhere. They had fucking lines in the movie that seemed like they were written just for advertisement.
Yes. So, I mean, it's different now. It's way different. But here's what I was going to say before. The guy who made Turbo Kid, watch in like 2-3 years him get announced to make a Marvel movie or a Star Wars movie, or, you know what I mean, become part of these big franchises.
Because they're like, wow, you understand innovate. The appeal, and you have innovation. You understand the appeal.
It's the same thing
as
like
audience.
Edgar Wright, you know, he jumped off the project, but he was, you know, hired to do...
It was still there.
He was hired to do fucking Ant-Man, you know, and James Gunn, who did, you know, trauma movies.
Yeah, and I didn't like James Gunn much at all. I hated his video game.
What?
I thought, yeah, he had a game that I thought was not funny at all. I thought it was great. The soundtrack was great.
Oh, is it Chainsaw
Lollipop Chainsaw?
Yeah. Well, I mean, filmmaker.
But
his films are fucking great.
Yeah, but his films I think are hilarious. And
Super,
I loved,
he did. You know, he did fucking.
I love Super.
Romeo
I loved,
and Juliet.
I saw Guardians of the Galaxy, of course. Who didn't see that fucking movie?
But that's what I'm saying. He had all these little movies, and then they fucking hired him to make this big, huge fucking movie.
I think he had a series called what was that? Like actors with like porn. Actresses or act, and it was just like they would take real actor, not like no offense to the adult entertainment industry, they would take, you know, adult adult entertainers, male or female, or trans, and then take like actors and actresses from, you know, like the mainstream,
right?
And then they would be in the same scene, and it would be fucking funny as hell. Like there's no set. Like it would, you would think it was gonna end in.
Well,
sex.
they would always do these like little puns and like wordplay.
Yeah,
like,
nods to movies they've been in or cum shots or something like that. Yeah.
It was the one I saw that he did that he was like the mechanic. Like it was a one. Are you gonna rev my engine up and blah 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 and all there's that talking.
Yeah.
And then by the end of the thing, it was like, all right, really? Are we just talking about cars, or are you just gonna fuck me?
No, but that was different. That's not, I know which one you're talking about, but that's not the James Gunn one. Yeah, that's just.
Well, he was in it.
Huh?
He was in it.
Well, that. So
yeah.
Maybe it is the same scene.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's like by the end. This is like, yeah. And then they start fucking on the hood of the car. Yeah. But the other ones weren't. Like the pizza guy's like, no. He's like, you should don't put that in the microwave. Put a towel on it. Put into yeah. That was the best one. Do you have extra sausage for me? No.
No. Yeah, sorry. You already made your order.
And
I'm
he gave
here
her like genuinely
already.
Cool advice. He's like, if you're gonna reheat that, don't put it in the microwave. I think. Or he's like, put a towel on it. Paper towel.
Put it in the paper. In a toaster oven.
In the toaster oven. Yeah, preferably. And he just walks away with the change.
Oh my god, James Gunn's amazing. He's yeah. I can't wait for the second movie.
Can't wait for James Swords movie. But how's it feel, motherfucker?
I don't know. Mine are usually funny.
Me and Renee slept together one time, not
what?
Sexually.
What are you talking about?
Well, we did a show at Awesome Talk. I don't know if it was a live show. We got really drunk one time. It's on video too.
What do you mean you fell asleep next
dude,
to me?
Dude, I think I'm getting the flu because like I'm starting to like fucking hallucinate and shit. But seriously, one time,
band camp.
Yeah, if you want to call it that, because somebody had a fucking horn in their mouth. Let me tell you, and I got it on video. You were sleeping. You were fucking smashed. But you weren't an asshole. You just went right to sleep as soon as we got there. We were all awake doing illicit drugs, and I think Sarah was like sitting in the room, like, cause she was tired too. And me, Rick, all of us were up, and your face was just drooling like crazy. I didn't want to wake you up, but you had done something to me on stage. You had said something about me on stage. And I was like, I'm going to get you back later. You motherfucker. No. It was something before that. When you, me and Ryan Edgar of Awesome Talk, see, we hook it up on here. You said something really fucked up to me. And I was like, all right, I'm going to get you back for that later. 10 hours later, it's like 3 a.m. I fucking take a frozen hot dog. I just ask Rick. I'm like, do you have frozen hot dogs? He's like, yeah, yeah. What are you going to do? It's like, I'm just going to slap Renee in the mouth with it. And I just come over and I wanted to convince you that it was like my dick for like a split second. So I put it through my zipper and I slap you on the face a few times with it. And you don't.
I guarantee you I did not wake up.
No, you know, you didn't until I I'm going to shit on myself until I finally like it started like warming up and it got like a little flop here and I pushed it into your lips and hit your teeth and you just pushed me so fucking hard like right in the stomach and I was like, ow.
That's what you get.
And dude, the fucking hot dog went flying across the fucking room. Everybody was in tears. And that's it. You just went back to sleep. You licked your lips. I couldn't. That was the best part when you licked your lips after, like you tasted the hot dog. And I was just like, that's it. I don't want to. That was enough for me. And B Trey, the beatboxer from Hoboken, he was filming.
Where is that then?
I know he still has it. I will ask
him. Because that's the first time.
And we were
just now told
like,
me about
yeah,
it for the first
yeah,
time.
Yeah, because it wasn't that big of a deal. I wasn't trying to like, I wasn't like post it online.
Oh, you didn't fucking tell me about it. So.
Yeah, no. It's not something we always talk. It was just funny for a second. That's it. I just wanted revenge for you saying something fucked up to me. And it was. It worked for me. But you pushed me in the hot dog. Went like behind the fucking computer or something like that. Then I laid next to you. That's when I said we slept together because I got tired.
Dude, that couch is
the
most
best. You wake up to, I don't know, it's like there's more cats every time you wake up. Every time, not
it's
every
always,
time I go there.
I have such a hard time getting comfortable
because there's cats.
And then that fucking weird, they have that weird like air conditioned vent or whatever. That
yeah, that's like in a left. It turns out it sounds like I feel like Leatherface is outside just ready to fucking just slaughter us.
So I always have like.
There was one time I was genuinely scared when I went down there and I was doing Awesome Talk. I think it was like episode. Damn, they're like, they've got like 100-something episodes now. But I think it was Awesome Talk 46 because I think what was her, was that her name? Somebody I don't want to mention. Oh. Somebody was on before me or after me, who was a famous actress again, and I genuinely thought because I was so paranoid. Like, Ren wasn't there. No one else was there because it was just Ice in the Face, not Awesome Talk. Ice in the Face. Ryan wasn't there. No one else was. I thought, like, they were going to kill me.
What?
For, like, I swear to God, for, like, 3 minutes, I was so paranoid and freaked out. They didn't do anything. They didn't do anything to make me think that. I don't know
what. Did you ever tell them this?
Yeah, I don't think. I think I might have told Rick. I was like, yo, for, like, 2 minutes, like, I think, like, I had enough clarity from like all the like movies I've seen as a kid. And I'm like, cause they had made a joke that I was Puerto Rican and I was like, you guys are white and you're Nazis and all that. And we're just going back and forth. And then there was like a second when they were speaking and I was listening that I was like, wait a second, they might kill me. Nobody will know.
That's ridiculous.
And then it just went away. I was like, what are you talking about, dude? Like, I was like a little buzz, but I was like, what are you talking about? I said this in my own head. I was like, what are you talking about? I was like, these are like your brother and sister. They're not going to murder you. It was the weirdest. And this was like over a year ago, though. So, and now I consider them like blood, you know? So I would never, they'd probably kill me even more now. Because
now they have a reason to.
Now they know me, so they would kill me. But yeah, that's if Sarah and Rick and any of you guys are listening, I can honestly tell you from the bottom of my heart, I really thought for at least like 15 seconds that the two of you were going to murder me. I don't know why. I think it's because it was at night and like I had walked there from like
your fucking ridiculous.
It was so, dude, I was main so reason? Fucked because my brain is fucked, but I was so scared. And then it just all went. I didn't worry again after that. I was just like, all right, but that's it. You got more questions and shit. Finish them up.
I got to
shit and shower.
Are there more? Were there any on the Sherman Thanks page?
You ever do that? You ever look at shit? By the way, that question was by Greg Noon about the movies. Thank you.
Oh, yeah,
Greg. That was a really, really good. I'm going to ignore because these aren't questions and he needs to stop doing that. Let's see. I'll tell you right now. No, I think that's it, man. What else did I want to talk about on here before we? I know there's one thing.
Oh, I know why Greg's doing that. It's because he said, you wrote something like, we'll mention your business on the air or some shit like that.
Oh, I get it. Nice, Greg.
That's why he's schmuck putz and klutz attorneys at law.
Oh, God. Greg, you really could have done something for yourself with this, you idiot. That's all right, though. At least he made, you know.
Chuck's Beaver Den, 4206 Old Highway 69, Spread Eagle, Wisconsin. We sell dildos, dongs, and such. Don't be rude. Stock up on lube and such.
I want to puke.
So remember Chuck's for dildo, dongs, and such. And Spread Eagle, Wisconsin, and Tightwad, Missouri.
Tightwad, Missouri.
Oh.
These are real places.
Yeah, I'm sure.
The last one was. I think it's a very appropriate picture I chose for this episode too.
Yes, Sherman Tanks.
Yeah, it does. It does kind of look like Bane's.
Yes, I mean it. How's it hanging?
Oh, we're gonna do a quick song.
No, what?
Yeah, here.
What are you talking about?
Renee wrote something. No, he didn't tell me what it was, but he's gonna play it. And that's we're gonna start doing interesting shit like that. So it's not just our voices.
These are lies.
They're not lies. There's a guitar that is iTuned. He didn't realize why I had him tune it, but I had him tune it very easily with a guitar. Nah, you know what? I'm not even going to throw their names out until they start paying us to, because there's an awesome guitar tuner out there. I'm not going to say its name yet, though.
That's actually a really good idea.
And I'm going to be like, yo, we have a podcast that about 4 people listen to.
It'll be great when the podcasts finally get listed up on Google Play, too.
And we start doing them weekly. Like it brings enough money that we can literally go.
Whoa. Weekly? Hold on.
No, not weekly. Not weekly. You know my rule. Seasons.
It's ready when it's ready.
It's ready when it's ready. No, not that shit.
It's the it's software.
We're seriously pushing like 4 months with this last fucking.
When is Doom 3000 coming out? It's ready when it's ready.
That was funny. tomb, once tomb. No, it's ready when it's ready.
La la pee pee ka ka.
All right. This song is called Sanity.
No, it's not.
No, what's it called?
I can't even play this shit.
Yes, you can. You can't play guitar.
No, it's just the awkward fucking, because it doesn't pick up.
That is the bassiest, sexiest sounding motherfucking guitar I've ever heard on one of these cocksuckers. See, listen to that. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Stop fucking doing that. God damn it. Son of a bitch. Oh, those are cool looking. So, if you're still listening, what else has happened? Somebody died recently.
Oh,
that's
God.
It. Just no, I wasn't even talking about that. I was just saying that as in like the most general thing you can say is like somebody died or like someone was born recently.
It just happened to be that I lost a friend a good 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and he was a friend of mine too. I can say fairly, and I was not thinking about that. But you know what? We are definitely going to talk about him now. So
rest in peace, Chuck David Cortez.
Yes.
One of my great friends for over 23 years.
I met him. I'll let Renee continue. You know, Renee knows him very well. He's known him for a long time.
I was friends with him in high school. We were in plays and musicals together. We were in the same choir, all that kind of shit. And we both had twisted, ridiculous senses of humor. And he was a fucking sweetheart. Big old goddamn teddy bear. And he will be missed greatly. And boy, did I get shit faced after his fucking funeral.
Yeah, I not even trying to be funny. I purposely went to sleep early because I was scared to see how drunk Renee was going to be.
Yeah. I actually was like.
I heard you come in, you went right to sleep.
Yep.
Like, and I was like, because I know I don't want to see him like that. From what
I didn't actually get sloppy at all. I just drank so much. So fucking much. It was ridiculous. But yeah. There's probably actually going to be an event happening soon.
Yeah, that's
where we're going to display his photography, Chance's photography, and a few other photographer stuff.
Let me, if you don't mind, tell you what I knew about him, what little I knew about him. And he was such a fucking nice dude to me, though, on the short. And we did have some cool conversations. I met Chuck about longer than I've been living here. I met him at one of Renee's parties. He had his camera out. Nicest fucking guy you could ever meet. Now, absolutely. And I hate people. I've said that several times on here. There was no way that you could, if you were a sane.
To know Chuck was to love him.
I felt like I knew him like years the moment I talked to him. And we just sat there and talked about video games and everything. I don't even think he was drinking when we were, and I was.
No, he didn't drink that much. Yeah, he wasn't a big drinker. He was more about the ganj.
Yeah, yeah, he was a big fan of the marijuana smoking. But he was fucking like really cool. And I found out later that he did photography, and he started seeing like he listened to this show. He was a big fan of this show. I know that for sure. Especially at the beginning, he was a big supporter of this show. Something is making me almost tear up that I'm remembering now. That he really supported this fucking show. And a lot of people, some of you who are listening to this right now, I'm certain at least a handful of you are, because you saw something he posted, because he knew a lot of people and a lot of people loved him. That's that. I remember the last thing about 3 days before he died. He saw my photography, which is my second to music and writing. Which would be third, I guess, is like my life. I love it. I do it all the time. I annoy people with it. I don't care. I love it. And he was an amazing photographer. That's why they're going to put his work up. He saw my work somewhere online. I was like, would you like to be, where it's like an all black and white exhibit at this place. They're going to sell stuff. Would you like to be a part of it? Just out of the fucking blue. He just messaged me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, of course. He was like, all right, cool. Send me what you can and I'll see what I can do. So I did. And he immediately messaged me back. It was like, that's perfect. He was like, can you send me more? I was like, of course. And we started setting the dates and I started helping him find a place to get the shit framed. And he said he was going to talk to the owners of the venue. And in between that, we were like arguing on something about like what counts as like, this had nothing to do with photography, like as like video game figurines and shit like that. We were just like going off. Renee came into the conversation at one point. It was like on a comment section. And we just were making each other laugh. Like, and he was like, "No, but your collection is pretty cool." And I was like, "Thank you." So it was yours.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know, because yeah. I was telling him, I was like, "That doesn't count." And he was like, "Nah." And then he tells me, I think, yeah, about the night before, two nights before he passed, that he's like, "Oh, no, we're gonna push it up later into the month so it's more prepared. But keep taking photos because there's still more stuff that you take that I want to see." And he had no reason to do that. There's so many other people out there who obviously are more established that would have been like, sure, I get to put my shit in the gallery for free. But he reached out because he knew me and he thought I was a good guy and he saw how hard I worked and he knew Renee and he saw how hard he worked. And unfortunately, fucking life got the best of him, which sucks. So, But I'm so glad that I mentioned that I reminded Renee about that when saying, a stupid joke that literally had nothing to do with him. It was literally that. But yeah, for sure. Definitely had to. We should actually just dedicate this episode to him. Because yeah, I'm more and more starting to remember now. Like when we started this, I remember him sharing the shit out of this a few times.
Yeah, the first episode, especially.
Yeah, especially. You know, and he got.
I think that might even be how Dawn saw it. Because we were all in school together.
Exactly. She's a friend from Dickinson, right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And Dawn I don't know.
Who, she still listens to it.
Zigliari or whatever.
Zangriel.
It's always going to be Zigliari to me. Until I meet her in person, and even then.
She's going to punch you in the throat.
I don't have to let her. I'm like, Zigliari! Zigliari!
So the first time I
give a shit.
She's going to hear this now and probably stab me in the eye. With a slice of pizza. But the the first time I saw her when she got married and changed her last name, all I could think
that's not her. Oh, I'm definitely calling her Zigliari from forever.
Well, I mean, that's her married name. That's her name now. Zangriel. Zangriel? Yeah, I think Zangriel. Anyhow, the first time I saw it, I immediately thought of Gangrel from the WWE. Yeah.
When you said Zangrel, terrible, I thought of Gangrel vampire.
The terrible vampire from, what was it called? The Ministry? I can't remember.
The Brood.
The Brood. There we go. Fucking pieces of shit. The Brood. Gangrel and the Edge. And it was so fucking stupid.
Gangrel.
Was Christian in that too? Edge, nah. Christian, and Gangrel.
Yeah, yeah. Gangrel left, and then it became
Gangrel. Edge was so fucking stupid.
And then they were great. Edge and
with
Christian.
His horrible fake ass teeth. He just looks
A lot of people have fake teeth. Don't hate on them for fake teeth. Hate on them for having fake vampire teeth.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. The fake fucking vampire. I'm obviously not making fun of people who have dentures or something.
I'm putting up with this show so hard right now.
He's gonna vomit out of his asshole.
Vomit everywhere.
He's gonna vomit out of his asshole and shit out of his mouth.
Like, what's gonna happen with work tomorrow? Like, I'm definitely going, and they're gonna be like, "Are you?"
You'll probably be fine by then because you're probably gonna purge everything from your system right now.
Not right now. When we're done playing a song,
I don't think.
What's that noise? Oh, slut.
People in the hallway. Jesus Christ!
I'm just kidding. No one knows what I'm talking about, and it's not true. They aren't a slut. Renee knows songs, so he's gonna sing a song for Chuck right now.
No, God, dude, I don't have a mic set up for that like that.
I don't have a mic set up for that.
No, because right, I can't play and sing at the same time when there's one mic in front of me.
Here, let's do this. I can take us take us back about 12 episodes to him doing exactly what he's saying he can't right now. And it sounded amazing. And everyone said
it's not. This is not really.
This is if anything, this is better. This is even better. I can take us back to that episode. That's the only reason I'm saying it.
It doesn't look. This is. It doesn't even pick up. See, the minute I move away from the.
I fucking love this show. Because like we're like talking about like something we should have planned. It's gonna happen anyway.
Nope.
That's amazing.
God,
that's amazing.
It's so fucking hard to do. Look at this. Look what I have to do.
Just here. Then use my mic. Want me to turn? Look, I have a swivel. Mine is fancier than your shit.
I also don't have a song that I can fucking sing right now.
You don't know how to play Cease? Come on.
Not sing, dude. I don't sit here.
Hot
fucking
cock, hot girl versus cock. Pops up with Track and Manage and Fallujah Dreamless Drinkers Bundle on my Google. Those are pages that I have not visited that much. hot girl Ooh. Versus cock. Like it's a fucking.
That's so.
Like it's just a, like a hot chick just boxing with a rooster or some shit. Sanity's look, the meaning of the word sanity popped up. The ability to think and behave in a normal and rational manner. Sound mental health. For instance, I began to doubt my own sanity. Reasonable and rational behavior. You know, no one should, if I type in sanity lyrics ever, the first people that should ever pop up, motherfuckers, are Bad Religion. Sam, do you want to do that? That sounds beautiful.
No, there's no, this is a fucking pain in the ass.
Is it? Just playing
this is
it?
Total, just, this is like the way I have to hold it.
Too bad. I literally have a pain in my ass right now because I'm going to die. Here, we're going to do it our way. Just till the lyrics are done. You ready? I'll sing. I'll try.
What are you doing?
Sanity. Just keep doing it. Dun, dun,
oh,
dun.
No.
He said, "Oh no!" I thought for some reason I heard like an
well,
Irish.
First of all, I don't know. We can't get copyright clearance because it's going to be on a fucking podcast thing, and they specifically go after things with music on it that's not licensed on Podomatic.
You're always there. No, that's not going to happen to this. They're not going to go. Oh, they're playing a song that doesn't belong to them.
It might.
We can delete this episode if we ever turn it into a monetary gain. Renee looks so cute right now. You're getting fatter, by the way. So mean to say.
So are you.
So are you. What do you always say before the song? Mother Mercy.
See, I can't do it.
No, you always do it. Oh, every time I laugh. Just, we got to record like the aftermath of this episode.
Wow, well, this is terrible.
Behind the scenes of fucking...
Chance of shit attack.
Just shitting and puking and getting fucking kicked out of my union for not going to my fucking union meeting. Yeah, here we go. Say it, Renee. Mother Mercy.
Mother Mercy.
There you go. Ooh.
I can't.
Every time you're about to start, I'm about to start.
You're about to shit.
I'm gonna shit. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. There's a shit in your colon and its hands poking out.
The face is broken, but I'm turning you out.
Defecation is a fundamental way to shit.
It doesn't really matter what I'm figuring out.
I always have to take a shit over the water spout.
Insanity is a full-time job. In a world that is always changing, insanity is a state of mind that you believe in sanity. Shit, insanity. By Religion Bad.
Yeah, I'm playing all the wrong.
No,
parts.
No, you, dude. All you were there. Just keep going from right where you were. Play the wrong chords because then they can't claim copyright. This is a really long version of the song. Here we go. There's a shadow on the wall where the pain is peeling. My body's moving forward, but my mind is reeling. Depression. A fundamental state of mind. It doesn't really matter how my day is turned out. I always end up living in this world of doubt. And sanity is a full-time job. In a world that is always changing, insanity will make you strong if you believe in sanity. Hey, little solo. ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong.
All right, enough of that.
So, dude, that's the end of the song. You have to do the solo, and then it's just then it's just insanity is a full-time job in a world that is always changing, and insanity will make you.
We're good.
What the fuck did you do? Did you hit stop?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, you piece of shit. No. You got to say bye to these enough. People. Be nice.
Don't torture people like that. That was all
yeah,
sorts
that
of.
That was really bad. Anyway, just keep going.
You can't.
All right, yeah, it's okay. We got it.
You can't do it.
Yeah. You can never just stuff. Wing things, right?
What?
Can we fucking go, please?
Yeah, we got to go. We got to go because it's an hour 20 minutes in. We don't know how much space he's going to have for the rest of the month or posting stuff.
Nobody
I have to figure out how the fuck we're going to
leave. No one's ever finished an episode of this shit.
I'm sure some people have. I think Jeff has. Oh, yeah. Shout out to motherfucking Jeff Lovers.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Yes, Jeff Lovers. Fucking.
Now. Dude, I think I am.
I know his name, real name is Loafers, but I call him Lovers because Jeff is a lover, not a fighter. And that pussy can't get any tighter. Oh, shit. No, I finally fucking hung out with Jeff, who, my God, I was reading Dr. Lobster comics that he used to do online, ages ago. I'm talking fucking early 20s for me, and never met, and he came up to New York with his wife, because they were going to see Not a Surf. They went to see Not a Surf's acoustic fucking show. It was the most random ass thing. And I got to hang out with him, and he has an awesome fucking comic strip online called Don't Hit Save. So you should look for Don't Hit Save online.
Oh, he listens to us and loves us.
He's fucking awesome. Jeff is a fucking awesome dude. Very, 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 very happy to finally fucking meet him and hopefully hang out with him in the future. But I know he will probably listen to this at some point. And be like, oh shit, look, maybe I got one more reader on Don't Hit Save from
do
this.
Not save.
Do not save. Don't hit save. It's a fun comic strip about basically programmers and the tech world in general. But even if you don't know that shit, it's still funny.
It's still really funny because I don't know anything. I still laugh.
You're covering your mouth.
You can still hear me. You don't see what I'm doing. It's like I'm smoking a cigarette.
Burler.
I like to smoke with cigarettes.
I can do hood rat stuff with my friends.
And do hood rat shit. I'm going to die now.
All right. So before Chance dies and explodes and shits all over the microphone.
It's vomit. We got to.
No, you're going to sit down
take
first.
Take a vote. 50-50. Am I going to puke or am
you're
I going to
shit? Yeah. You're going to shit. Because if you were going to vomit, you'd already be vomiting.
No, this Saturday, I thought I wasn't going to vomit. I held that shit in for like 3 hours. And eventually I was like, yo, I'm going to vomit.
Why did you have to vomit on Saturday?
I don't know. Something's going on with me, man. I think I need to go to the doctor. And my insurance just
expired. Make sure. Why haven't you gotten new insurance? Like, why haven't you?
My union was like, okay, after 1,000 hours, it expires. I'm like, that's not fair. What if I get sick after that? Trust me, it really does.
After 1,000
hours? We'll leave
hours?
That for episode 4.
I don't even know what that means.
I'm not going to even say what union I work for because that's fucked up. I'm not talking shit on my union.
1,000 hours?
They put food on my plate. And
when does the clock start ticking?
As soon as you start working.
So it expires? What?
It's so weird because I'm like, I don't, like, when does the coverage starts when I hit 1,000 hours? What if I fucking get hurt before? Anyway.
So wait, if you then... So you had the coverage.
I was reading about it all the other night. Like, I was taking out all my paperwork and shit. I was like, this is stupid. This makes no sense.
And people wonder why we need fucking universal health care.
I'm telling you, literally, 1,000 hours. And it was like, okay. And then I get 6 months of coverage.
That's
it? Doing 1,000 hours of work. So I'm like, okay, but.
How about the next 6 months?
I'm like, but the nature of all construction work is that it stops and starts for every trade.
So you have to build up another 1,000 hours before you get more insurance?
Yeah, meaning if I get hurt or sick now.
That's so fucking stupid.
Yeah, exactly. As in I have to work in the trade that I might get hurt or injured in before I get it.
God, I fucking
literally, my doomsday is coming sometimes this week because I will have no more medication. And let's see what that's going to be like. I'm very blunt with that. I've always
fucking
been.
Ridiculous. So, and you can no longer be on, on your mom's insurance.
My mom
or grandmother.
Once you hit a certain, I have two insurances. That's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't need that. Why are we talking about that part?
I don't know.
Like, yes. Anyway,
it's fucking shit.
Yeah. My grandmother works. and she had me on her insurance since I was a kid, and they were like, oh, if they're in school until they're a certain age, you can stay on their insurance. And I am still in school because I go back for my union classes. So that's fucking cool. I was like, why not? That's why, you know, I earn it if I go to school. But once you hit us, I turned 26, it expired, but I have my own insurance.
Well, I thought it was 27. It's 26.
I thought it was 27 too. It's 26.
Oh, that's bullshit.
They lowered it. Because, and I am in school. I am registered because I do go to classes and shit like that. But you know what? The world sometimes is like, fuck it. Let them die and suffer. I am literally going to be. That's probably what's already starting, is that I started lowering my doses because I'm like, I know
it's
going to
fly so hard out of your asshole.
Yep.
It's going to be a fucking monsoon of.
I don't know if you've ever seen somebody withdraw from drugs, but it's not ready. This is going to suck. Thank God I did this episode now. Oh, all right. One more thing. Let's do a fuck you list. Say all your names because this might be the last one I'm at. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna do that. There's somebody I really want to give a big fuck you to, and if you know who you are, fuck you. Bad. Really bad. I mean, like, chainsaw with fucking, like, hepatitis blood on it.
Does that person listen to this ever?
I know they're gonna listen to it. I know they're gonna listen to this. Fuck you. Fuck you to the grave.
Damn.
I hope they exhume you and fuck you. I hope 2,000 years in the future, when they exhume people and find out more things about it, they pick your corpse and they're like, let's rape that one.
Jesus.
Fuck that one. Fuck you. Seriously. That's what I've been waiting for. Fuck you to hell. I swear to God. I've been meaning to do this for weeks. I've been meaning to let this shit out. I seriously hope all bad things in life happen to you and nobody else but you.
Like dead puppies and
just
shit.
Just like fucking Dave Chappelle said. Like, and not your, I don't even see, I can't go into detail. Not any members of your family. Not anyone else, you, for making stupid fucking choices. I hope somebody breaks your heart and then punches you in the face the moment you realize your heart is broken. Like, you're like, oh my God, they hurt me. And then they just crack your fucking skull. Fuck you. If you fucked me over bad. Seriously, I hope you're like, oh my God, my heart hurts. Punch. And then I hurt. And then I just hope you slip and fall into like broken glass.
See, this is what happens when someone fucking cuts Chance off at line when he's trying to buy pizza. Why would they do that?
Twice they did it. Fuck them. Fuck them. I said I was going to do it in the episode. I'm sorry that this episode's dragging. We've done longer ones. I'm giving myself at least 4 minutes. Fuck that. And then that's it. Fuck them. I hope you step on thumbtacks that have been pissed on by fucking cats with urinary tract infections. I don't care. Fuck you. I hate you so much.
This might be my favorite thing that's ever happened on this show.
You're fucking horrible. You are a fucking bitch. Fuck you. I don't care who I offend, and I hope you're listening to this. And if anybody knows what I'm talking about, great, because I hope they hit you with a bat. All of them. All of them.
All the bats.
Even if they hate me, they're like, you know what? Fuck it. That was great. Let's hit that person with a bat. And I hope they put nails in the bat. That you're allergic to the metal. I hope you're allergic to the metal that the nails are made of that they put into the bat. And I hope their allergic reaction is that you can't have sex ever again. And then people still try to have sex with you. And then you like subject yourself to rape purposely just so somebody could fucking rape you. But you still can't have sex.
That's too much rape. That's a lot of rape.
I don't fuck this person. Well, I just cut myself off and made it sound like I said I don't fuck this person. I did fuck this person. Fuck them. I deserve to do it. No, I'm not saying any names. I'm not giving any clues, so I'm going to go straight the fuck out with it. Like, three people listening to this may know who it is, so that's fine. So I'm using this as my way to finally fucking vent. I'm not on a fucking national TV show. Like, fuck it. That's it. I really do hope that your dreams eat you alive. like you open your eyes and everything is just dead. Everything you care about is dead. And if, guess what? You don't give a shit about me, so I'll be fine. Really. I hope. Oh, you fucking. Oh, my God. There's just so many. I hope the next time you open a soda, there's a fucking grenade pin tied to the goddamn top, and that's it. It's over. Fuck you. Oh, I can't even use details, because I could just trash this motherfucking person.
This episode has brought to you by the word cunt.
I said cunt?
No.
Oh, wait, you said you were going to say that. See, I didn't even call her a cunt, and she's, you know, not. Psych, you're a fucking cunt. See, I could have spoiled it again. Fuck you. I'm not going to say my life is shit because of you. It surely it doesn't help. motherfucker. Fuck you. And if anybody's on your side about this situation and wants to say something, do it. Because we're smarter than you, you faggots. You know, faggot as in not homosexual. Faggot as in you're a faggot. Like Louis C.K. says. Gosh. Are we really being apologetic right now? Stop that.
I don't know.
Wow. Yeah, Renee works in New York City. Like he can't say
works in New York. No, it's like, just that I genuinely.
I'm not a homophobe at all. Faggot does not mean anything. Even when I was younger, you called somebody a faggot because they were being a faggot. In the words of Louis C.K. It's like
a bundle of sticks. Why you gotta be a bundle of sticks, asshole? Where you gotta be all fucking sticky and bundly?
Definitely not. Fuck them. I hate all of them.
All the bundles of sticks.
All this person's associates.
All of their. You and me, man. We're done professionally.
Not their friends or family, but I fucking
hate. Muck G.
We're done professionally. I like
you and me, man. You're a good guy, but we're done professionally.
Fuck them. Fuck them to the depths of
That I like this in the background.
I'm going to go listen to that. I need something to cheer me up because I got to wake up sick. Fuck them. And for everybody, if I offended anybody, I'm not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. Oh, my God.
But I do genuinely hope you enjoyed this show. All right, so
it's been an hour and a half and 37 seconds.
I said I'd give myself 4 minutes, and it was perfect. I was right on cue.
That was one of my favorite things ever. It started to tail off at the end, but those first few
that's because I first started making minutes. Me feel guilty about some of the things I was saying, like faggot. Like I was like, why do I feel guilty now? It was only because of Renee's face. Only reason. Because I know I'm not a homophobe, so when he said that, I was like, am I a homophobe? Crying to myself a little bit. Nah, I'm not. And you guys know it. I love you.
I've got nothing.
We say our names now. We go.
My name is Rene Rosa.
I'm Chance Gervellini. Fuck you. Fuck you to hell, bitch.
And we are fuck you to hell, bitch.
Oh, buy our t-shirts. And count how many times you said I'm going to puke.
Jersey City shirts.
I knew. Yeah, he's got a bunch of like cool shirts.
Jersey City. I have one shirt. Go to jerseycityshirts.com. Buy that anti-Trump shirt. Support your non-Trump person you're voting for, because I know you're not voting for Trump if you're smart enough to listen to us. Whether you're going for any other person but him, the shirt gets the message out. Anyhow, Rene Rosa.
Chance Gervellini. Oh, I fucking hate you, bitch.
And we are Sherman Tanks.
Fuck. Now I'm going to go throw up.
I'm going to go not do that.
Yeah, I am. Bye.
My dick.